We always look forward to this holy day because this holy day looks forward, and the other holy days do not look backward, but they've had fulfillments before. You know, today we live in the most technologically advanced nation on earth, and we have access to nearly everything one would want as far as gadgets and that kind of thing goes. And the other nations of the world, the many nations of the world, are in the same condition. They have lots of modern conveniences that they have. Now I want to give you the title of my message. My message is The Trumpet Sound and a Brave New World. The Trumpet Sound and a Brave New World. And so this kind of begs the question, does humanity need a brave new world? I mean, look at what we have. We have every convenience you can think of. Do we need a brave new world? Well, I think you wouldn't have to think very long before coming up with the resounding answer, yes, we really do. We do need a brave new world. And we look around at all of the things that are happening, and we wonder, the whole world wonders, when will this ever end? And of course the answer is, it will end when God brings the solution. So today I want to speak about some of the changes that will occur when the implications of the Feast of Trumpet, which it represents, are finally here. Now, I'm not saying that Jesus is going to return on the Feast of Trumpets. I don't know when he's going to return. When Jesus was on earth, he said only the Father knows. So it's certain that I don't know. But when he does return, he's going to fulfill the meaning of the Day of Trumpets. So I have about 3 points today. My first point is, one of the very first changes that happens is the faithful service of God, and those living and dead are going to be raised and changed to spirit. And I know we're all looking forward to that. I've been looking forward to that for quite a while. Especially those that have bodies that don't quite function like they used to. You know, I used to like athletics, and I played softball and football and track and tennis and all kinds of things, but I don't do much of that anymore. So I'm looking for that new body. Really looking forward to it. If you turn to 1 Thessalonians 4:15, we'll read about what's going to happen, that change in physical human beings. 1 Thessalonians 4:15. This is Paul writing. He says, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord." So does this mean that Paul thought he was going to be alive at the coming of the Lord? I think so. I think he thought Christ was coming back in his lifetime. And I know through the years, Mr. Armstrong thought the same thing. He thought sure Christ would return before he died, but that didn't happen. Anyway, and will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The trumpet of God. And we know from other scriptures that is the seventh trumpet, because there are six others. That is the seventh trumpet that sounds when Christ will return. Then it says, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain, here he says it again, he includes himself in that, And we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And I hope we do that. We do comfort one another, knowing that that's going to happen. It isn't a pipe dream. It's going to happen. You know, this is so important that Paul repeated it. And actually, I noticed in the second song we sang, we actually sang this particular section. It's 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 51. You don't have to turn that if you don't want to. You probably read it dozens of times. It says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery." This is Paul again writing. "I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." That is, we shall not all remain in the grave, is what he means. "But we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So we won't have this corruptible body any longer. So this world, this will be a world-changing event, no doubt about it. And when that's going to happen, I can't tell you, but I'm looking forward to it. And none of us know. Is it 10 years away? Is it 5 years away? Is it 20 years away? Is it 50? I don't know. But it's sure to come, that's for sure. Of course, the Bible does describe many terrible things that must happen before that. So we know that, we know for certain it isn't tomorrow, because all these terrible things have not occurred. The next point I want to bring out is the next major event is listed in Revelation 11, verse 15. And I'm only going to read a verse or two here. So if you want to turn there, you can. Actually, I want to read one verse. It says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were voices in heaven, loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever and continuously forever." And won't that be a wonderful thing? Just think what this means. No more listening to politicians get up and tell you all of the wonderful things they're going to do. And when they get in office, they don't do any of them, because they don't, first of all, they don't have the power to do it. And second of all, when they get in there, we quickly find they're not qualified even to be there. Often, you know, not always, but often. So this is going to be a wonderful change, that the kingdoms of this earth are no longer in the hands of man, but they're going to be in the hands of Jesus Christ. And I'm looking so forward to that as well. You know, it's quite obvious that man doesn't know how to guide his own steps. And you don't need to turn there, but Jeremiah said, "It is not in man to guide his own steps." It's not really possible for man to guide his own steps. That's Jeremiah 10, verse 23. So there will be all kinds of changes that happen, and too many to mention, really, in a short message like this. But since the knowledge of God and his laws will be worldwide, just think of that difference. Life will be completely changed. No more lying, no more stealing, no more killing. Peace will reign all over the earth. Won't that be wonderful? Of course, you understand that we'll hear a lot more about that when we get to the Feast of Tabernacles, which is just around the corner. So the next thing I would like to mention, my point number three, is another change will be the end, no more religious deception. And think of all the religious deception we have today. The religious world is so confused. You know, how many denominations do we have? It's hard to count. And since we're all going to worship one God, the true God, everyone will worship the true God, then we won't have need for religious deception as we have today. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, it shows that you and I, the first fruits, are going to have a part in that, in having people to go and walk the right way. It says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. And of course, those voices are voices of people who are spirit. They likely will not see anyone. They'll just hear this voice. This is the way, walk in it. And you and I will have a part in doing that, because that is the first fruits. So all of this will happen when the feast, when the implications of the Feast of Trumpets is fulfilled. And of course, you know, this has just been a rough sketch. You know that lots of things are going to happen before, but I can't go into all of that today. But again, in the following days and weeks, we'll hear more about that. Just think about it. In that world, no one will climb upon the top of a building to do harm to somebody else. However, they might do this. They might crawl on top of a building and say, let us go up to the house of the Lord, and he will teach us his ways. God hastes that day.